Chapter 13. On that day there was a reading from the book of Moses in the ears of the people. And there was found written in it that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of the true God to time indefinite, for they had not met the sons of Israel with bread and with water, but went hiring against them Balaam to call down evil upon them. However, our God changed the malediction into a benediction. So it came about that as soon as they heard the law, they began to separate all the mixed company from Israel. Now before this, Eliashib the priest in charge of a dining hall of the house of our God was a relative of Tobiah, and he proceeded to make for him a large dining hall where previously they were regularly putting the grain offering, the frankincense, and the utensils and the tenth of the grain, the new wine and the oil, to which the Levites and the singers and the gatekeepers are entitled, and the contribution for the priests. And during all this time I did not happen to be in Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, the king of Babylon, I came to the king, and some time later I asked leave of absence from the king. Then I came to Jerusalem and got to notice the badness that Eliashib had committed for Tobiah by making for him a hall in the courtyard of the house of the true God. And it seemed very bad to me, so I threw all the furniture of Tobiah's house outside the dining hall. After that I said the word, and they cleansed the dining halls, and I proceeded to put back there the utensils of the house of the true God, with the grain offering and the frankincense. And I got to find out that the very portions of the Levites had not been given them, so that the Levites and the singers doing the work went running off, each one to his own field. And I began to find fault with the deputy rulers and say, "Why has the house of the true God been neglected?" Consequently, I collected them together and stationed them at their standing place. And all Judah, for their part, brought in the tenth of the grain and of the new wine and of the oil to the stores. Then I put Shelemiah the priest and Zadok the copyist and Pedaiah of the Levites in charge of the stores. And under their control there was Hanan the son of Zachar, the son of Mattaniah, for they were considered faithful, and upon them it devolved to do the distributing to their brothers. Do remember me, O my God, concerning this, and do not wipe out my acts of loving kindness that I have performed in connection with the house of my God and the guardianship of it. In those days I saw in Judah people treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in grain heaps and loading them upon asses, and also wine, grapes and figs and every sort of burden, and bringing them into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I proceeded to bear witness against them on the day of their selling provisions. And the Tyrians themselves dwelt in the city, bringing in fish and every sort of merchandise, and making sales on the Sabbath to the sons of Judah and in Jerusalem. So I began to find fault with the nobles of Judah, and say to them, "What is this bad thing that you are doing, even profaning the Sabbath day? Was it not this way that your forefathers did, so that our God brought upon us all this calamity, and also upon this city? Yet you are adding to the burning anger against Israel by profaning the Sabbath." And it came about that as soon as the gates of Jerusalem had grown shadowy before the Sabbath, I immediately said the word, and the doors began to be closed. I said further that they should not open them until after the Sabbath, and some of my own attendants I stationed at the gates that no burden might come in on the Sabbath day. Consequently, the traders and the sellers of every sort of merchandise spent the night outside Jerusalem once and a second time. Then I proceeded to bear witness against them and say to them, "Why are you spending the night in front of the wall? If you do it again, a hand I shall lay on you." From that time on, they did not come on the Sabbath. And I went on to say to the Levites that they should be regularly purifying themselves and coming in, keeping guard of the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. This also do remember to my account, O my God, and do feel sorry for me according to the abundance of your loving kindness. Also in those days I saw the Jews that had given a dwelling to Ashdodite, Ammonite, and Moabite wives. And as for their sons, half were speaking Ashdodite, and there were none of them knowing how to speak Jewish, but in the tongue of the different peoples. And I began to find fault with them, and call down evil upon them, and strike some men of them, and pull out their hair, and make them swear by God, "You should not give your daughters to their sons, and you should not accept any of their daughters for your sons or yourselves." Was it not because of these that Solomon the king of Israel sinned? And among the many nations there proved to be no king like him. And loved of his God he happened to be, so that God constituted him king over all Israel, even him the foreign wives caused to sin. And is it not something unheard of for you to commit all this great badness in acting unfaithfully against our God, by giving a dwelling to foreign wives? And one of the sons of Joiada, the son of Eliashib the high priest, was a son-in-law of Sanballat, the Horonite. So I chased him away from me. Do remember them, O my God, on account of the defilement of the priesthood, and the covenant of the priesthood, and of the Levites. And I purified them from everything foreign, and proceeded to assign duties to the priests and to the Levites, each one in his own work, even for the supply of the wood at appointed times, and for the first ripe fruits. Do remember me, O my God, for good.